Biden's America, Poll Finds Confidence in Military Lowest in Two Decades. By Amy Furr on August 1, 2023. Citizens and President Joe Biden's, D, America are losing confidence in the United States military, according to a Gallup poll. Citizens are mostly declining to share a great deal or quite a lot of confidence when it comes to the nation's military. The Gallup poll, conducted June 1 through to June 22 and shared Monday, found. The news comes after the Air Force celebrated so-called Pride Month across its social media accounts with a graphic of an airman saluting what appears to be a rainbow flag, Breitbart News reported June 8. According to Gallup, the decline in confidence has continued for the past 5 years. The report continued. At 60%, confidence in the military was last this low in 1997, and it hasn't been lower since 1988, when 58% were confident. From the late 1970s to the early 1980s, during the Cold War and amid threats to U.S. power, including the Iran hostage crisis, between 50% and 58% of Americans were confident in the military. Confidence generally improved during Ronald Reagan's presidency in the 1980s. It then surged after the Gulf War victory, to a record high 85% in 1991, and again after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Confidence generally held above 70% for the next 2 decades, until dipping to 69% in 2021 and declining further since then, following the poorly executed exit from Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Republicans have been most likely to have confidence in the nation's military over the past nearly 50 years. They currently feel that way, however, the rate has declined by over 20 percentage points in 3 years, from 91% to 68%. The Gallup poll stated. When it comes to independence confidence, theirs has slumped from 68% to 55%. While Democrats' confidence rating did rise after President Joe Biden assumed office, those gains have disappeared in the past year, the report noted. However, the importance of Memorial Day was rated higher than ever in May, per a Rasmussen Reports poll, according to Breitbart News. More than half of American adults, 51%, consider Memorial Day, which is for honoring those who have died while serving in the U.S. military, as one of the nation's most important holidays. That percentage is up from 47% last year and is the highest percentage recorded since Rasmussen began asking about Memorial Day. Meanwhile, House and Senate Republicans are trying to pass a defense policy bill that would, for one thing, cut the wokeness infecting the military and Department of Defense bureaucracy, according to a Breitbart News report published July 17.